Welcome to Mesechtas Horios. We are in the middle of Mishnah Zayin in the second parak. It discusses the following three cases which we spoke about earlier on in this chapter. Al Shmias HaKol V'al Bitois Fosayim V'al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshov. In these three situations, there is a carbon called an Olav Yorid, which is a variable offering, which means it goes up and down depending on one's financial status, how much a person is able to afford, the type of offering that is brought for one of these three violations. And just very quickly, as we said already a few days ago, Shmias HaKol is in a situation where you have an individual who knows certain information, is sent to court to be an eyewitness, and he says that he really had no information about a monetary dispute, and then afterwards he admits that he in fact did know something. Bitui Svosayim is a person who makes a oath saying that he will do or not do something and doesn't follow through, such as he says, I'm not going to eat such and such a thing, and then he ends up eating it. So that's also the obligation of a Karman Olav Yorid. And Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav is a person who is impure that enters into the Beis Hamikdash or eats that which is Kodesh. So in those three situations, a person in general, as we're going to see, is obligated. These are Karbanos. However, based in Peturin, as we already mentioned in Mishnah Hay, that in the event that a Beis Din would make a mistake, referring to the Sanhedrin, that they would say that these things are actually permissible, and because of this, the majority of the Jewish people end up violating it, nonetheless, the Beis Din is not obligated to bring a Karban, which is called a Helm Dabar Shel Tzibur. However, everyone else is obligated. The Yochid, an individual, would have to bring this carbon Olav Yori, this variable offering, as well as the Nasi, which is a leader, a king, and a Mashiach, as well as the Kohen Gadol. El Shein Kohen Gadol Chayev Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. However, according to Divrei Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that out of these three, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol who is Tameh and should not have entered into the Beis Hamikdash or eat something which is Kodesh, in that situation he would not be obligated to bring a carbon Olav Yorid. He would be obligated when it comes to the other two that we already mentioned. And the reason is because the Pasuk says that that an individual, when it comes to becoming Tamei, that says that there is a punishment of Kores, assuming you did it on purpose, because you are Mitocha Kahal, you're among the assembly, you're considered to be part of the rest of Klal Yisrael, which of course a Kohen Gadol is separated from the rest of the Kahal, and therefore is excluded from this Karba. However, the Mishnah concludes and says, Mahin Mavin, so what exactly is brought by these people? So I already mentioned it. Karban Olav Yorei, this offering which literally goes up and down. As we said, in the event that a person has the money, you will give an animal, if not birds, more specifically dove or turtle doves, and if not, you'll give a flower offering. Abelezer Oimer Hanasi maybe Sa'ir. He says that when it comes to the Nasi, who is a Melech in that situation, he does not bring a Karban Olav Yorei. And we said, according to numerous reasons, the reason why the Nasi would not bring an Olav Yorei is because he cannot ever fall into that category, because a leader, someone who's a melech, is someone who always has to have affluence, someone who always has to have money. And therefore, he cannot fall into the category of potentially being yored, of having to bring the less expensive offerings. And therefore, instead, Rabbi Lezer says, what he should bring is a sari, he should bring this different offering in its stead.